Here I am pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been transmitted from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about what we should do when we go to a place which is very fearful and very frightening, and we're afraid of going there. In this hadith, the Imam provides us with a practical solution. He presents us with a dua and a prayer that we can recite whenever we fear something and whenever we are afraid of going somewhere. Let's say that you're going for a job interview and you're afraid, you have to travel to a certain place, and let's say you're driving there and the weather is not good and you're afraid, or let's say that you're going to, let's say that you're a child and I don't know, you're on a basketball team and you're going to go play a team which is very, a lot better than your team. You're going to visit them in their hometown. So what can you do in these situations? The Imam provides us with a practical solution in the form of a beautiful prayer. And it's ironic that this prayer is a verse of the Holy Quran. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, "If you enter a place which you fear, then recite this verse. My Lord, admit me with a worthy entrance, Rabbi, adkhilni mudkhala sidqin, and bring me out with a worthy departure, wa akhrijni mukhraja sidqin, and render me a favorable authority from yourself, waj'alni min ladunka sultanan nasira," meaning help me and give me power over this unfavorable situation, so that you can come out of it victorious. Then in the end of the hadith, the Imam, he says something else. He says, if you see someone who you fear, see that you see somebody who fears, an oppressive person, a person who you feel might harm you, the Imam says, then you can recite the Ayatul Kursi, famous, the verse of the throne, the verse of Ayatul Kursi. This is a good repellent of this danger. Also, in a general sense, and in a general solution to, what should we do when we fear certain things, Imam Ridha alayhi salam has been narrated as having presented a very practical solution to this problem. He says, "Whoever does not fear Allah with regards to small matters will not fear Allah with regards to large matters." I think we should fear Allah in all situations and not be afraid of anything else or any other person or situation besides Allah Ta'ala. And Imam Ali alayhi salam said, "The one who does not frighten anyone will never fear." If we do not act oppressively to others and do not frighten them, then we ourselves will not fear anything in any situation. Imam Ali alayhi salam has also been narrated as having said, "If you fear the difficulty of a situation, be hard and firm in front of it, and it will lower in difficulty for you, and wittingly deceive the problems of the age, and they will become easy for you." Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at practical solutions in the face of our fears, in the words of the A'imma alayhimus salam, and specifically Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.